SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House is defending the U.S. decision to send official condolences after the death of Iran's president.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says it's common for the United States to offer official condolences, even to adversarial governments. But Kirby makes clear the former Iranian president was a bad actor.
This was a man who had a lot of blood on his hands.
The State Department emphasized American support for the Iranian people and their struggle for human rights and fundamental freedoms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The alleged leaders of a suspected plot to topple the German government are among nine suspects going on trial in Frankfurt Tuesday, opening the most prominent proceedings in a case that shocked the country in late 2022. About 260 witnesses expected at the trial. The Frankfurt State Court expects to extend well into 2025, one of three trials that in total involve more than two dozen suspects. Also at SRNnews.com, Congress's leading Democrat on banking breaks with Democrats and calls for President Biden to oust the head of the FDIC.
Senate Banking Committee Chairman Sherrod Brown on Monday called on President Joe Biden to replace Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Chairman Martin Grunberg amid allegations of a toxic workplace culture at the agency. The move was a departure from Brown's Democratic colleagues. It comes as he battles for re-election in a competitive race in Ohio and has increasingly distanced himself from Mr. Biden on an array of policies. Brown said that given the troubled claims against the bank regulator and its leadership under Grunberg, there, quote, must be fundamental changes at the FDIC. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
An inquiry has found British authorities and the Public Health Service knowingly exposed tens of thousands of patients to deadly infections through contaminated blood and blood products and then hid the truth about the disaster for decades. SRN News. Peru takes a stand on transgenderism.
If you are a man and believe that you're actually a woman, or a woman who believes she is actually a man, you are suffering from mental illness. That is what the government of Peru maintains, and President Dina Boluarte has made it official, signing a decree that classifies transgenderism as a form of mental illness. LGBT groups at the national and international level are attacking, suggesting that Peru should be the target of sanctions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a complaint against a Mississippi school district over a dress code policy based on students' sex. The ACLU claims the dress code discriminates against transgender students, specifically boys who are living as girls. One 16-year-old boy tried to wear a dress to a regional band event but was told by the principal he could, quote, not represent our school dressed like that. The ACLU argues the policy violates Title IX. This is SRN News. Bruce Nordstrom, a real retail executive who helped expand his family's Pacific Northwest department store chain into an upscale national brand, has died.
Seattle-based Nordstrom says its former chairman died at his home over the weekend. He was 90. The chain traces its roots back to a Seattle shoe store opened in 1901 by his grandfather, Swedish immigrant John Nordstrom, and a partner. Bruce Nordstrom and other members of the third generation took leadership reins in 1968.
Jeremy House reports the company went public in 1971 and expanded its footprint across the U.S. while also launching the lower-priced Nordstrom Rack stores. Red Lobster filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The 56-year-old chain made the filing late Sunday, days after shuttering dozens of restaurants. Red Lobster brought seafood like popcorn shrimp and endless seafood deals, but struggled. SRN News.